This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ulagah Church of Christ in Ulagah, Oklahoma. You're listening to For This I Bow My Knees with Tracy Frederick.
The verse is tucked away near the end of the chapter. I assume since I'd read the book many times that I had seen that verse before, but for some reason it didn't register until this time. This time I saw it and I stopped and I backed up and I reread it. And I read it again, just to check myself to see if I'd read it correctly. And there it was. 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 31 said, "And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him." So I picked up another Bible and turned to that passage. The New King James Version reads, "As if it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam." So my next move was to look up light and trivial in the original language. And yeah, you know what I found. It isn't hard to understand. The Holy Spirit is telling us it was an easy thing for him to walk in sin. How does that happen? How does it happen that it's easy for someone to walk in sin? So I started looking down the trail to figure out when and how it became easy for this to happen. And that led me to 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 3, when David is dying. David gives his final words of advice to his son Solomon, who will become king. David says, "Keep the charge of the Lord thy God. Walk in his ways, keep his statutes and his commandments, and his judgment and his testimonies as it is written." And everything seemed perfect. Solomon became king, and everything seemed to go so well at the beginning. In chapter 3, verse 3, it says that Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of his father. But in chapter 3, Solomon married the daughter of the Egyptian Pharaoh as a marriage allegiance. Like many kings did, right? I mean, it made life a little easier, didn't it? But throughout Solomon's story, there are these little moments in which God speaks to Solomon. Like in verse 14 of chapter 3, chapter 6, verse 11 through 13, and in chapter 9, verses 4 through 9. Chapter 9, verses 4 through 9. The Lord gives Solomon the same advice over and over again. The same advice that his father David gave him. "And if thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days." But as you know, it wasn't that easy for Solomon. Verse 1 and 2 of chapter 11 says, "But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord had said unto the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. And Solomon clave unto these in love." And we know what followed. What was easy for Solomon? Verse 6 and 7 says, "And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as David did his father. Then did Solomon build on high places for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And the Lord was angry with Solomon," verse 9, "and he tore the kingdom away from him, leaving one tribe for his faithful servant David." Verse 13, "And God's people turned to civil war. And Jeroboam became king of the northern kingdom, Israel, far away from the place of worship where God's people were commanded to sacrifice each year." Chapter 12, verse 26 through 31 of 1 Kings explains how Jeroboam made it easy on his people. It says, "And Jeroboam said in his heart, now shall the kingdom return to the house of David. If this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then shall the heart of these people turn again unto their Lord." So the king took counsel, and Jeroboam made 2 calves of gold and said unto them, It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And he set the one in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan. And this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. And he made a house of high places, and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. And one king after another, one generation after another, we arrive back where we started, at that verse in 1 Kings chapter 16:33, where we learned they made it easy to sin. And so, as I read through all those chapters, David's advice to his son Solomon kept going through my mind as I remembered that, where he said, keep the charge, walk in his ways, keep his statutes, as it is written. David knew it wasn't easy. He knew Solomon and God's people would face temptations that would pull at their heart, would try to make following God seem too difficult. David knew. And that's why David told his son Solomon, keep, walk, as it is written. We know David knew it'd be tough because David lived it. We know it because we hear David living it in Psalm chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, where he says, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many are there be which say of my soul, there is no help from him in God. And Psalm chapter 5, verse 2 and 3, where David says, Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? We hear it when he failed, when David failed and begs his God for forgiveness in Psalms chapter 51, when he failed, when he murdered Uriah the Hittite, and he slept with Uriah's wife Bathsheba. David says in Psalms chapter 51, Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. The Christian walk, it just isn't easy. And that's a fact. Jesus boiled it down for the lawyer who tempted him by asking, which is the greatest command in the law? And Jesus said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these 2 commands hang all the law and the prophets. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 through 40. In that summation, it makes it sound so simple, almost light, almost trivial, and easy. But it's just not. Walking with Christ, walking that Christian walk, being obedient, it just isn't. It's that kind of love. That kind of love that put a man on the cross. It's that kind of love that describes a man after God's own heart. A man who did what was right, not turning to his side from anything that God commanded him. It is not easy, because it requires the kind of love that compelled a man to die on a cross. A sacrificial love, giving everything up. So be careful. It just isn't easy. And it is for this. It is for keeping. It is for walking. It is for all that is written that I bow my knees.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Wave Media by visiting us at BibleWaveMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.